Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have with us today James Campbell, who is a non-executive director of Shefa Gems, which is a company in Israel focused exclusively on mining exploration of precious stones. And joining him, we have Andy Morrison, an investor in the company. So first of all, welcome guys. How are you?
Very good indeed, Rob, and it's lovely to join you on this podcast.
Good to be here, Rob.
So James, do you want to just give us a brief introduction of Shefa Gems for those people listening?
Absolutely, Rob. Shefa Gems was listed on the main board of the London Stock Exchange in December of the year before last, after having done almost 20 years of work on its primary deposit, Mount Carmel in the land of Israel, and its secondary deposit, the Kishon Midreach project, which we're going to be talking about in this particular podcast. It has a mine-to-market strategy designed to commercialize this unique suite of gemstones, which includes diamond, moissanite, sapphire, ruby, and many more. And its target is to start commercial mining during the course of next year.
Great. Now, Andy, I'm interested, as you're an investor, the company completed an investor tour at the site of Mount Carmel. Do you think you can point out what were the key points you took away for that site visit?
Yes, we very much enjoyed the site visit. There were, I think, four or five of us investors. We were accompanied by the company's broker, Greg Mahoney from SI Capital, and we visited the source rocks in the Mount Carmel area. We also were able to visit the mining site, or proposed mining site in the alluvial plains of the Kishon River. And I think what we took away from that was that there was a tremendously good geological understanding of how the gems were formed and brought to surface, and how they made their way down to the riverbed. And when we went down to the riverbed, we could see how it's a very simple mining operation is expected in the future. It's about digging up the gravels from the riverbed and sorting them out to find the gemstones. It's a very simple, ecologically simple and effective mining operation that's envisaged. And we also visited the processing facility at a town called Akko, which is already ready and raring to go. Indeed, it's already been used for processing bulk samples, and it's ready then to start processing the mining the products from the mining when they're ready. So I think what we were really impressed by as investors was the fact that there is a clear understanding. It's a simple operation, and it's ready to go. That was basically the story we came away with.
Okay, and who did the investors meet while you're on site?
We were able to meet with a number of the company's advisory team and directors and management. Amongst the advisors, we met Dr. John Ward and Professor Mike DeWitt, who are eminent geologists in the field of alluvial diamonds. We met Pierre Fouli, who's a mining engineer, who again is one of the company's key external advisors. Amongst the management team, we met the Chief Operating Officer, Bered Toledo, and David Ben-David, the Chief Financial Officer. So we were able to have commercial as well as technical discussions. And we also had discussions with a lady called Tal Wenger, who's a partner at the consulting firm who's leading on the project management of the whole mining application, and ultimately the mine development plan.
Okay, so busy time for you then. I'm going to ask Andy, there's a term, mine-to-market strategy. Do you want to give us a bit more of an understanding of what that actually means?
I think what we understood as investors from that is that the company wants to make best use of the unusual, unique suite of gems that it has in the Kishon River Valley, in order not simply just to sell them in bulk to all comers, but to market them and again as big a premium as it can in the marketplace for the unique gems, including the moissanite and the Carmel sapphire. And so therefore the strategy goes right from the mining, which we saw in detail, to the marketing, which is under development. And I think one of the other takeaways that we had from the visit was that the commercialization, the marketing stream, is something which now really needs to be geared up. And because we want to make sure, I think, that as investors, that once the product comes from the mine, that there's a ready market for it. And I think we felt that now was the time really to accelerate the marketing strand of the mine to market strategy. And I think that was a very helpful discussion that we had with the company at the time.
We noted that you have a marketing deal with Yossi Harari. That looks pretty exciting. Can you tell us more?
Yes. From the what understanding I have is that they designed a total of 31 pieces, which featured the gemstones from the Kishon River Valley, from the mine, from the sampling that has been done. And they were made into very outstanding and unusual jewellery, which was showcased in Israel, but also in the United States. A number of those pieces have been sold. Indeed, the point of that exercise really was to start to build the awareness of the very unusual gemstone suite, but also to establish a valuation for the Carmel sapphire and the moissanite, which came out at the upper end of their ranges. I can't remember the exact numbers now, but the Yossi Harari collection has been something which has definitely begun to showcase the marketing and something which we can build on. But I don't think that we would necessarily expect to be only using Yossi Harari for the future.
And not to steal all the questions in, Andy, James, do you want to tell us what the next steps are for Sheffer Gems, the near-term developments, etc., and what investors can expect from Sheffer in the next quarter?
Absolutely, Rob. There are four main work streams the company is working towards at the moment. The first and most important one is to actually achieve what they call in Israel a discovery certificate, which then paves the way for authorization of a mining license. This is the regulatory requirements in Israel and is absolutely key for us to progress the project. In parallel with that, there are obviously the technical components of the project. As Andy has quite rightly said, the mining operation is a very simple load and haul operation with concurrent rehabilitation. The processing is also a very simple scrubbing, screening and gravity-fed operation followed by hand sorting, and all this is guided by a technical economic assessment which we did last year. There are two other very important work streams as well. The third one is the completion of sampling in the Kishon Midreach Zone 2. Zone 1 has been flagged for trial mining commencing next year. And Zone 2 is immediately contiguous to Zone 1, which would allow us to possibly double, if not more, the life of mine. And then another point that Andy picked up on earlier was the marketing work stream. We have done some test marketing with Yossi Harari, which characterized the unique suite of gemstones in a unique design, which looked very much like that the jewels came from the Holy Land, so maximizing on that. But we do need to start looking at other marketing streams, because there won't be one single channel. There'll be many channels. And maybe just a kind of a flag on the marketing side, seeing that maybe many of your listeners will be familiar with the diamond market and the diamond market not being so well at the moment. Prices in the lower end of goods have dropped something like 30%. Well, the coloured diamond market has done very, very well indeed. And where we are with Sheffer Gems, we will be mining sapphire and ruby and other coloured gems. And this market is in 2018, $22 billion and continuing to grow at a compound asset growth rate of over 5%. So we're certainly looking to exploit that and also exploit the uniqueness of the location of these mineral suites.
That's a big target to aim for. And I'm going to thank you guys for spending some time talking to us, giving us a good understanding of the company. And what we'll do is obviously follow up with another podcast with our investors and delve more into the company. So for the time that you spent today, thanks once again for both of you.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thanks a lot then, Rob.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.